Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with the man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. In his life. Still got ladies choosing. Set my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing. Whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. On pesos fit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your high beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a business live. And it's live. And it's live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chattown, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, everybody, man? How y'all doing out there, man? How's the weather? How's the weather going? Yeah, man. It's good. I know it's going pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting my music on people. Well, anyway, man. I'm going to get right into it. Today's show, man, is about the black woman laws of attraction. Y'all already know I'm gonna go with this, right? You know, we did something like this before, man. And anyway, man, 87% of African American women are attracted to the tattoo man, street thug that has the criminal mindset. Is it for security? Are you attracted to it for the sex appeal? Or one night stand? Or what? You know, there's also a twist to this, right? The twist is, when you got pregnant by it. You know what I'm saying? What if you got pregnant by it? You know what I'm saying? What do you think that it will lead up to after that? Just saying. I don't know, man. You know what, though? Go ahead. I'm gonna play a quick song, man. Get a little situated. And then we'll come back, man. We'll have a little fun. Oh, yeah. If you want to call in, man, the number here is 347-838-9106. Again, the phone number is 347-838-9106. All right, y'all. Let's go.
Hey, John.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Check it out, man. If you're trying to get online, man, I just seen that, you know, Blog Talk Radio changes up a lot of things on me, man, without me knowing sometimes. So I don't know if it's a new feature. Normally, usually just take you to come directly to the link when we promote the show. So I don't know if you got to sign up or anything like that. I'm sorry. I do apologize. It's something brand new to me. I'm just not learning this. But I don't know if you have to sign up, which I don't think you do, because they don't really discriminate like that. Well, I don't know. But if you do have to sign up, go right ahead. I mean, sign up or click on the follow me. It should have you go right to me. You know what I mean? So well, anyway, man, we're gonna try to, you know, get straight to the point, man. You know, so again, I do apologize for that, all right? Or y'all can go to Western World One, www.westonworldone, that's WESTONWORLDONE.com, and just get that mobile app and then check out one of our shows, and it'll take you directly to the link as well. So, That's about it, basically. But anyway, man, the topic for the day is the black woman, the black women laws of attraction. It's so crazy, man, that 87% of African-American women are attracted to the tattoo wear, street thugs, with the criminal mindset. I mean, are you attracted to them for security? You know, say, are you insecure? Sex appeal, a one-night stand, or what? All sorts of twists to it. What if you get pregnant by that person? And what? The black women laws of attraction. Now I see. You know what I'm saying? But I got a clip, man. I got a clip that I'm going to play. I'm going to play this clip real early, man. Then we're going to bring in, you know what I'm saying, one of my co-hosts, man. We're going to go in. We're going to elaborate on it a little bit. But I'm going to play this clip, man. Clip one. Today's topic, the black women laws of attraction. Call in 347-838-9106. If not, if you're on the internet just listening in, that's cool, too. I'm going to play the first clip. This clip is about 3.5 minutes long, so, you know, bear with me. I'm going to play it throughout the show. I got three clips. I'm going to play this first clip. Let's go.
The question of why women, particularly black women, choose thugs as dating partners, sexual partners, or even fathers, has come up so many times. There are many videos on YouTube about this matter, but I think that most of these videos people give do not get to the roots of the problem, and that's why I've decided to do a video on this. I think the reason why so many black women tend to be attracted to thugs or tough guys or men who do not have much going for themselves, i.e. a job or a nice personality and achievements achievements which would tend to get somewhere in life. I'm not talking about having slept with 50 different women before he was 18 and all kinds of other things, like I can hit a bong so many times, or I sold so many drugs, I've been to prison so many times. I'm not talking about that. I'm not even talking about being able to survive in the streets. I'm talking about something substantial, something which has a meaning. The reasons why women go after, black women go after thugs is the same reason why so many white women go after the bad boy types. They go after, you know, pieces of trash as well. Maybe sometimes it's worse. I think it's getting almost as bad as people in the black community. But however, I think that this problem is more systemic in the black community than it is in the white community. Blacks have much more, 60% of black children are raised in single parent homes with just a mother, without a father. And that leads to all kinds of problems. Well, here's the reason why. First, I want to say something about being attracted to thugs and tough guys in the first place. Women who are maybe in their, up to maybe their mid-20s, I think women who are about 19, 20, 21, 22, around that age, I think, women, young women in general, I think they tend to be attracted to men who have a tough or a rough exterior, a rough persona about them. You know, the cool, tough type, wears baggy pants. You know, he may look sort of tough. He'll stick out his chest, and he's very casual. And he has a certain swagger about him. You know, he may chew tobacco, he may smoke. You know, he's just a tough guy, and he's very relaxed. Say, yeah, what's up? You know, something like that. I mean, like he's in charge. He has a certain presence about him. These are the women, these are the types of men women tend, a lot of women in general tend to be attracted to when they're...
Superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th annual Chicago Basketball Showcase at College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Mapping Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, was looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all, let's have some fun.
Okay, we're back in the building, man. We're back in the building. Man. Next clip, man. I don't know if y'all can hear me a little bit. But I just played a clip. That clip was talking about, you know, why do black women, why they're attracted to the tattoo-wearing street thugs with the criminal mindset. You know what I'm saying? The question was, is it for security? Is it for sex appeal? A one-night stand or what? Also, there's a twist to it. What if you got pregnant by that person? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that something, you know, that thug, that criminal-minded dude, you know what I'm saying, is he going to be a good father to the child or what? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to hear from women. But I'm going to break the clip down a little bit, man. It's clip one for those callers that called in and people that's listening in. Basically, you're just saying, man, that you are attracted to these type of people because the way that you have grew up around, you know what I'm saying, as far as maybe you didn't have a father figure, that's for security reasons, or maybe you were young, you know what I'm saying. Part two, when I play part two of that clip, it's going to break it down. Or you just, you know what I'm saying, you just into that right now. I don't know, but it says 87% of the African-American women are attracted to these type of people. 87%. That's like almost 8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10. Because that 70% of that person of that ninth one is thinking about it. And that's a 70% chance of that person turning to 90% or 100%. That's crazy. That's ridiculous, man. I don't know, women. You know, what is it? You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of y'all say, man, I want you to define a good guy. You know what I'm saying? What is a good, clean, wholesome guy? And then when you get that clean, good, wholesome guy, they always say that that person is boring. That person don't do nothing. That person is too nice. But since you got a roughneck or a thug, you know, I'm just trying to understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to understand. Help me understand, man. Ladies, y'all out there, this y'all. Because if I bring Case on the line, Case ain't going to be nice. Case is going to, matter of fact, wait, let me see if he even in the building. Case, you in the building?
Yo, what up, B?
What's up, family? How you feeling, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I hit a topic for the day, so I can definitely, you know, elaborate on some of that in a minute.
Yeah, man, it's all the black women laws of attraction, man. This is one of their laws of attraction, dog. And it's 87% of it, man.
87%?
87%, man. That's out of 100, 87. That's like 8 out of 10.
Well, shit, part of the truth is, and I'm going to let this be known, I'm just going to throw this out there. Part of the truth is a lot of good black men don't want a lot of these, you know, black women out here. And that's a part of it, too. But, you know, we could discuss that later.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what I'm going to do, man, since people are starting to call in, I'm going to play this clip one more time. Then I'm going to take a commercial break, and then I'm going to go to the next clip when we come back in. So that way we can get another breakdown. We're going to break it down for them a little bit, then we're going to go to clip two. So I'm going to play clip one again.
We got tons of clips for y'all last today. So, y'all gonna hear a couple things, and it ain't just, you know, coming out of our mouths. It's coming out of a lot of people's mouths.
Right. That's crazy, B. Well, I'm going to play this clip again, man, Why Black Women Attracted to the Thugs, man. Laws of Attraction. This clip is about 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes long. So pay attention to it, man. This is going to be the second, this is going to be the last time I'm play this clip. Let's go.
The question of why women, particularly black women, choose thugs as dating partners, sexual partners, or even fathers has come up so many times. There are many videos on YouTube about this matter, but I think that most of these videos people give do not get to the roots of the problem, and that's why I've decided to do a video on this. I think the reason why so many black women tend to be attracted to thugs or tough guys or men who do not have much going for themselves, i.e. a job or a nice personality and achievements, achievements which would tend to get somewhere in life. I'm not talking about having slept with 50 different women before he was 18 and all kinds of other things, like I can hit a bong so many times, or I sold so many drugs, I've been to prison so many times. I'm not talking about that. I'm not even talking about being able to survive in the streets. I'm talking about something substantial, something which has a meaning. The reasons why women go after, black women go after thugs is the same reason why so many white women go after the bad boy types. They go after, you know, pieces of trash as well. Maybe sometimes it's worse. I think it's getting almost as bad as people in the black community. But however, I think that this problem is more systemic in the black community than it is in the white community. Blacks have much more, 60% of black children are raised in single-parent homes with just a mother, without a father. and that leads to all kinds of problems. Well, here's the reason why. First, I want to say something about being attracted to thugs and tough guys in the first place. Women who are maybe in their up to maybe their mid-20s, I think women who are about 19, 20, 21, 22, around that age, I think women, young women in general, I think they tend to be attracted to men who have a sort of a tough or a rough exterior, a rough persona about them. You know, the cool, tough type, wears baggy pants. You know, he may look sort of tough. He'll like stick out his chest, and he's very casual, and he has a certain swagger about him. You know, he may chew tobacco, he may smoke. You know, he's just a tough guy, and he's very relaxed. Say, yeah, what's up? You know, something like that. I mean, like he's in charge. He has a certain presence about him. These are the women, these are the types of men women tend, a lot of women in general tend to be attracted to when they're...
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it, that's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworldone.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworldone.com. WesternWorldOne.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
We out. Let's go.
Okay, we back, man. We back. We back in the building, man. We back in the building. Hey, check it out. Well, I know you people out there on the internet, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people calling in right now, they listening to the show. I just played that clip. That clip is pretty deep, man. But today our topic is the black women laws of attraction. 87% of African American women are attracted to the tattoo wearing street thug with that criminal mindset. Is it for security? Is it for sex appeal? A one-night stand or what? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring a call in, man. I want to make sure I respect him and get his name correct. His name is Coolinney from Fort Worth.
Courtney.
Is that it?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Courtney.
Courtney?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Courtney from Fort Worth. I'm sorry about that, brother. How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
All right, now. Yeah, did you want to kind of elaborate on this, man? Did you hear the clip, or did you want to just say
some
stuff?
Yeah. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Dennis.
Okay,
Dennis.
I'm on a group right there, the No Nonsense group. I called into the show a while back, and I like the topics y'all hit on, but I think the reason why over 80% like thugs is plain and simple. When you look at the numbers now, well, with 70%. Of children in the black community are born to single mothers. So I would speculate probably 20 years ago that number probably was about 50 to 60%. And plain and simple, there aren't a lot of black men in the home, you know. And so they don't really understand what it is to really see a real man, you know. And so I've noticed by the time most sisters get probably around in their 30s or 40s, then they kind of want a man who's stable, who's intelligent, you know, and they desire that kind of man because they've been ran through by these thugs. So quite naturally, you know, a light bulb goes off in their head, you know. Now, some women wake up sooner than that, and some women, it takes 20, 30 years to grasp that concept. But I think that's the reason why, you know. I mean, I can't blame it on on reality TV and all that kind of stuff like that, because 10, 15 years ago, this same dilemma was going on then, you know. And and reality TV show wasn't as heavy as it is now. But like I said, I think the main reason why is because there just aren't a lot of two-parent homes in the black community like it used to be, you know.
That's right. You know what's so strange about that is, too, because the guy, man, he's going to break that down, too. He said,
really?
He also said that, man. He said that maybe that you know, because he was in a single parent home, you know, they're looking for a father figure. 60% of it is because, you know, they're young. And then as you get older, when you can't really get nobody, you all washed up, like you said.
Yeah.
The female, it's not really on the female to settle down. It's they trying to get whatever they can. That's why some of them are the cougars.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
You're 100%. You are 100% correct, Dennis. And I'm going to say this. I think, you know, like I said, like I tell a lot of women, and I mean, and I'm pretty sure you'll agree with this, a man can have 10 kids by 10 different women and still go marry a woman with zero kids. But a woman, once she gets at least two kids plus, she's not that marketable, and she got to kind of get what she can get. Because no man, a man can be a little bit more pickier this day and time. And I try to tell a lot of women, the moment you start having kids, your value goes down. I mean, I don't give a damn if you got a PhD. If you got three kids by three different daddies, you know, your value goes down. And I've seen men with multiple kids, and they straight up say, I don't want a woman with kids. Well, then I have to let them know, well, brother, you got kids. But again, like I said, it's easier for men with kids to get a woman with no kids, but when a woman has kids, it's just not that easy anymore, you know. And it goes back to what, you know, the gentleman is gonna bring up. I've noticed that in my life because, you know, my mother raised me to speak correct grammar, you know, and she wasn't allowed none of that Ebonics in the house. And so when I got out into the world and joined the army, you know, at first, you know, I kind of liked the hood women, but then once I saw that these women weren't bringing them to the table, a light bulb went off in my head at 18, 17 years old, and I started, you know, going for women that I knew who had something, and that kind of motivated me. And then as I got older, I understood that there's nothing wrong with being a brother speaking correct English, nothing wrong with a brother having your head on straight. There's nothing wrong with that. But for a while, that's not praised in the black community. So that's why women like the thugs, because that's what's praised. Brothers wearing glasses and brothers with their pants on their behind and brothers speaking articulately is not something that's praised. It's just not. I wish it was, but it's not, you know, because all through school I was made fun of because I spoke proper. You know, now that I'm older, I'm kind of glad my mom got on my ass about speaking slang and talking stupid and correcting me every time I said something stupid, because now I look at people now and I'm like, damn, they really can't speak correct English, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, and so I think that's what it is, my brother. I think, plain and simple, you know, if the numbers now is 70% of kids being born to a single parent home, that means during my time, I'm born in 86. The number had to be every bit of 50% back then.
Wow.
You know, and I'm just kind of guesstimating. I'm not.
Uh-huh.
I know it's
not
concrete, but that's what I think that it is, man. And I heard one brother say, the new black is straight up is mixed kids. You know, because black people we're dying out, man. I mean, in America anyway. You know, the new black is kids half black, half white, half black, half Asian. That's pretty much going to be the new black. You know, I'm seeing it right now, you know.
And you know what? And also, too, man, that's a whole other topic there, man. You know, definitely a lot of people say that they when I asked one of my African-American friends, man, my friend, he was like, actually, it was a couple of them. You know, they got different nationality wives. And, you know, they say that we pick our women. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, dog, you know, why was it, you know, I said, why did you choose this type of female than the African-American female? Not being biased, anything like that. He said one of the main reasons is, you know, they respect more, you know, they give space. Also, too, he said, because I want my child to make it in the future. The biracial kid is going to be the next new African-American because you can't really judge it by the color. And it seemed like the some biracial kids, depending on the area that they have grown up in, they talk proper, they catch on faster, you know, in those type of nature. So I mean, you do. We got a whole other story with that one too.
Yeah, man. I'm tripping out over that because I heard a brother say that. I think it was who's the YouTube brother, Tommy Sotomayor. I think I heard him say that, and it didn't really dawn on me. But then I think about it now. You know, my brother, man, I mean, he's what you would define as a thug, but this brother, my brother, he just wouldn't dare have a child with a black woman. He ain't going to do it. Both his all three of his kids, two of them are by a Mexican woman, and one of them is by a Laotian woman. You know, he doesn't have kids by black women. And one reason why, because one of them aborted his child.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, man, I can go all into that, man. But I think, like I said, I think what it is, man, is plain and simple. You know, the black family is just jacked up. You know, a two-parent home in our community with two black people is just almost unheard of nowadays, man. And I remember, I'm going to let you go. I went to Connecticut a few years ago, and I noticed up there, man, mixed couples is like, good Lord, it's normal. I mean, it wasn't normal for me to see two black people together because it's just what's happening, man. It's not happening. And a lot of brothers, you know, they really are, a lot of brothers don't really want to be with no sister, you know, because straight up, if you with a sister, man, you got to deal with damaged goods. You got to deal with another brother running through that. You got to deal with drama. You got to deal with her past hurt. You got to deal with her not having a daddy in her life. You got to damn near play a psychiatrist, man, and wow. People and the brothers just don't want to do that, man. I mean, it's just and like I said, in the black community, we don't believe in going to counseling. We think we go talk to the pastor about it, everything will be all right, and that's just not so.
Right.
You know,
right.
Pastor's not equipped to deal with the psyche. He's not equipped to deal with social behavior. He really ain't equipped to be dealing with their Bible. But he damn sure ain't equipped to deal with the mental state of black community because he's part of the reason why these sisters are like they are.
Man, you know what? You know what, Courtney? The thing is with that too is, man, most spiritual leaders like that, see, like with mine, right? Say, because he's my best friend, he's my spiritual leader. Dude, he has a PhD in marriage counseling. You see what I'm saying? He has a, you know, behavioral science. He has a degree in that. So it's like you are absolutely hitting the dead on. I wouldn't go to a pastor, you know, for counseling if they don't have some kind of credentials behind them. You know, I understand you can go to the Word and you can read the Bible, but if that man can't break it down the way that it's supposed to be broke down, then bring it up into today's technology, but into today's lifestyle. It'll be kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? Even if you go to, for instance, let's just say an 80-year-old pastor. Some of them be setting their old school ways, you know. No, man, I was taught that this is how it should be, this is how it should be. But since my spiritual leader, man, he's not old, you know what I'm saying? He's a young guy, but he also has that degree into teaching. And you know, when the pastor is supposed to bring their credentials to the congregation, he brings all his, you know, he got his bachelor's degree. He went to a black college. He has all that. So that way, you know, you got to have somebody that's preaching in front of you that could speak some kind of sense, not because they're a slick talker. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I
I give that to you. What I'm going to do is, bro, stick around, man, because I like your vibe, man. I'm going to play a quick commercial, man. I'm going to bring some more people in, and we're going to go from there, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Well, today, man, we're talking about the black women laws of attraction. We had this somebody says before, but this right here says 87% of the African-American women are attracted to tattoo wearing street thugs that has, you know, that criminal mindset. Is it for security? Is it for sex appeal? Is it for a one-night stand or what? The clip that I had played, and I see people are calling in now. I might have to play it again for you guys. The clip I had played, it is predominantly for, you know, the younger generation, like 19 to, like, 24. That's why the percentage rate is kind of up on there. But he's going to break it down to when they get 26, 27, all the way up until now. He's going to break it down. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to play a couple of commercials. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about it. Feel free to call in. I don't know. I know the internet, when people are trying to click in on it, they're saying that they got to sign up. But if you click on that link, it should take you to it. I don't know, and I do apologize for that. But if you want to call in and listen to the show, the number here is area code 347-838-9106. You press 1 if you want to talk, or if you just want to listen in, feel free. I get to you, man. I'm going to try to get to everybody, you know, accordingly. All right. Other than that, thank you, man. Courtney, man, brother, you hitting it dead on, man. We'll be right back.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World 1 Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right. We're back live on stage, live and direct, man. Man, I want to thank everybody for calling in. I appreciate it, man. Everybody for listening in. Got my man Courtney on the line. And what I'm going to do is here, man, I'm going to take another call. Let's see here. Today's topic for everybody that, you know, just not tuning in, black women laws of attraction. Okay, that should just speak for itself. So it wouldn't be fair if I didn't have a female to defend it or to say something about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in Sharon. Sharon, you on the line. Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Sharon, where you calling from?
Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So, yeah, that's heritage down there. So what are your intakes on this here?
Well, on this topic, I can't really relate.
Uh-huh.
Because I haven't liked anyone like that for the past 20 or so years.
Okay.
I'm 35, and when this whole sagging thing came out and I found out where it came from, all this sagging just turned me off.
Wow. Okay.
And at one point, my friend's brother got shot. He was cracking up Dial soap and selling it as dope, and he got shot. So that whole thug life was not something that was cute. To me, it was dangerous. I'm going to get killed if I'm messing with a man like this. My children won't have a father if I'm messing with a man like this. My house could get shot up. I could go to jail. I could end up killing him because he's dangerous. So that whole thing to me, I can't do it. Plus, I couldn't bring him home. He couldn't be around any of my friends. I would be ostracized if I had a man like that around me or my family.
Wow. I see.
So, you know, for in my family, it's not acceptable. But from listening to the other guys, when you have a woman that didn't grow up with her father, she wants a man. And sometimes she has no standards as to what type of man she wants. So she takes him, maybe thinking, I'll never have anybody else, you know, or he's got money so he can provide for me. He's fine. He's sexy. He's cute, this, that, and the other. They've never seen an example of what a real man is supposed to be. So that's all they see. That's all they know. So they accept it.
Oh, so you think so more so it's like the product of the environment a little bit? So, like, if they're around that type of figure, that they're going to look at it like almost like every male or majority of the male that they see, that's something that they're going to be attracted to?
Exactly.
Okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm. And then, like they said, no fathers. They want that male attention. And then if they don't have a father showing them what type of man they should choose or being an example of a man, that also is a, you know, that's a factor also. And see, they do have a father, but he's a thug. They're going to end up choosing a thug.
Wow.
Your father is your hero. You know, that's the man for most women. Even a lot of women's husbands can't compare to their own father.
Wow. You know what, Sharon? So, you know, that's so beautiful. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish that. That's so beautiful that you said that part there. Because he talked about that in the clip as well when I break that down. But go ahead, honey. Go ahead and finish that. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, that's the way I view my father. That's the man. That's the man, you know. So, you know, when I chose a man, he had to be like my father. He had to get up and go to work every day. I wasn't going to settle for anything less than that. He had to have a sort of sensitivity. He couldn't be crying and whining, but he had to have a sort of sensitivity to him. You know, he had to be a man that I knew he was going to take care of his children once they got here. I had to know this. So that's the kind of man I chose.
Wow.
But these women, when they see these guys, that's what they choose.
Wow.
And it's like they don't realize that there's anything else out there, or do they realize that they deserve more?
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to play another clip in a few seconds. I'm going to bring one more call in, Sharon. I want you to stick around with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We down here. I'm going to go to Alabama, man. We just got off of Alabama. We was in Fort Worth. We in Alabama. Now we're going to go to Atlanta. We got Dominique on the line. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm great, sir. I'm feeling good.
Well, this topic is a very interesting topic, and I'm glad that you're having this conversation because it's a conversation that we really need to have in our community, especially when we got black female, black male relations at an all-time low as far as why we can't have perfect relationships. And the thing I look at, the young lady that was right on before me made a very valid point. The first man that a woman falls in love with is going to be her father. And when you have no father in the home, or you got these ghetto mamas just doing anything and whatever, this is how these young girls think that dads are. And if there's a young boy in the home, this is how this young boy thinks a man's supposed to treat a woman by the way how these men treated his mother. And that's where the cycle of corruption really gets started at, right in the home. They always say charity starts from the home, but corruption starts at the home as well. And we allow society to dictate these images of a black relationship, a white relationship, and you always see on these TV shows to where we have all these problems with black male-female relationships, like on the game that everybody's all upset about when you had Melly and Derwin. Every time you turn around, they always had some kind of problem. And people thought that was like the model relationship for black people. I'm like, really? Are y'all serious? This is a model relationship? This man cheated on his woman. His woman had a baby by somebody, had an abortion by somebody else, but everybody kept thinking, oh, they're just the perfect couple. I'm saying, folks, we got standards that are way too low.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's so strange that you said. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. Courtney was just saying that too, man. He was saying that, you know, that person, that man could have a whole bunch of kids, but on that other female, when it's the other way around with the female, she washed goods, and she pretty much got to get what she can, depending on, you know, say the birth rate limit. That, you know, she got like 6-7 kids. You know, it's kind of hard. I don't care if she's like Halle Berry. It's going, you know, that kind of turns that man off sometimes. But now, in today's society, it's all about whatever you can get now. You know what I mean? That's why the rate is so high, 87%. You know, so I want to say this. The reason why it's that high, because on these clips that I'm about to play, you know, he says 60% is probably for the 19 through the 24, 25 years old. And I guess the other demographic is like for the older ones. The ones, the cougars, I want to say, to see what they can get and what they cannot get. So that's what I'm going to do. Did you want to say something there, Dominique, before I play this clip?
Oh, yeah. You made a very valid point with that, because like we said before, we got to start breaking the cycle, and we really got to start really teaching etiquette classes again for both young boys and young women, to where we get to start showing people how things are supposed to be in relationships and stuff, because the old saying always goes, chivalry is dead. And I ride the public transportation a lot out here in Atlanta, and when the bus is crowded, there's a woman get on the bus. If I'm sitting down, I will give up my seat and let the woman have a seat. But one day I decided to do a little experiment. I stayed seated. I was to see all these other dudes on the bus. So I just looked around to see if any of them was going to give up the seat for the woman. Then nobody get up. So I just said, okay, so let me get on up, because apparently y'all don't know how to treat a woman.
Right. Wow. And that's important, too. We were just cracking a joke about that in the lunchroom, and it was a little joke going around. They said it was a pregnant woman that was on the bus. And I know this might sound a little harsh, man, but please just forgive me for it. And they were sitting on the bus, and the lady was standing up. Everybody was sitting down. Nobody got up. And when he was explaining this to me, I was like, why nobody didn't get up? He said, because the person that got her pregnant should have had a car. I was like, wow, that just don't make no sense.
I can kind of play with that a little bit, because the first thing I'm not saying I justify what those men on the bus did. It's going off of what was presented. The question of the matter is, why is a pregnant woman out to catch the bus anyway? I would have that same issue, too. Where is the father of that child with his story? I'm not sure we can cuss him to show it. With his story behind, why isn't he giving this woman a ride? I'm not sure how long she had to walk up to the bus and stuff. No, pregnancy is supposed to be a time of easement for the woman, not a time of stress and heartache. So I'm kind of concur with them slightly on what they said. Because where is the father of that child? Why is, now, unless y'all both don't have a car, y'all a poor couple, then that's one of the exceptions to the rule. But if he got a car and your woman pregnant with your child, shame on you, my brother.
Wow. Well, you know what, man? Thank you, man. I want you to stick around now. You know, we got to we always do a round table with the show where everybody's going to get a chance to interact with each other. It's kind of good that everybody from a different state, you know what I'm saying, but all on the same page. And it sounds like everybody's African American so far. So stick around and play this clip, okay? Thank you for being on the show, okay?
Okay, appreciate you, man.
No problem. All right, check this out, man. Today we're talking about black women, the laws of attraction. 87% of the African American women are attracted to the tattoo man, the street thug that has that criminal mindset. Is it for security? We got that kind of broke down. Now we look for the sex appeal and one-night stands or what. We're looking for those two now. And basically, I guess the percentage rate is probably a little bit too high. The percentage rate got to be broken down as far as in a demographical way. And I want to just say the age group. So I want to say 60% is probably like 19 to the 24, 25-year-olds. And then the other, I guess I want to say 20-some percent. Should be other. All right, so I'm going to play this clip, man. It's the second clip. And for those that just tuned in, if I have enough time, I get around to it, because Kay's got some clips, too, that's coming up. So I'm going to play clip two. This one is about 4 minutes long, so I'm going to try to get it all the way in. And then we're going to go to commercial, then we're going to come back and play another clip. All right, let's go.
They can feel secure and safe with. They feel secure with this guy because he's really tough. Doesn't look like anyone's going to mess with him. He sort of gives the impression that you wouldn't want to get on his bad side. So she automatically feels secure around him. But I think after a point, after the woman reaches her mid-20s, she learns, well, most women, they learn their lesson. When they get about 25, 26, 27, then they realize that, you know what, these men have nothing to offer me. So they go after the good guy. You know, and if they're normal women, then they'll get a successful relationship, have a nice, stable relationship, maybe marriage, maybe children, with a good guy. But there is a different type, however, where, you know, they'll continue into their mid and late 20s to date these bad guys. If they are, then that's a sign that they have some very serious, deep-seated, unresolved issues. They have father issues, is what that means. Because if a woman is about 25, 26 years old, and she continues to be attracted to men who don't have jobs, men who have multiple children by different women, and they don't have too much of anything going for themselves, if they're still attracted to women at that point into their mid and late 20s, then there's something very seriously wrong with them. This tends to happen to more black women than white women. Why? Because black women tend to not be grow up with solid male figures in the home, father figures. The guy they look up to is a guy's out on the street who run around the place acting like jackasses. And if it's a white woman, of course, the same thing is true. They probably have a father who came home drunk just about every night and beat the crap out of her mother and her. She may have been sexually molested by an uncle or something like that. The guy is, her father is probably not a good person. You know, when I see a woman who's in her mid and late 20s and 30s who constantly talks about having problems with not finding the right guy, and she always seems to attract the bad guys, I know one or two things has occurred with her. She's either a woman who grew up in a household without a father, or number two, she grew up in a household with a father who, if he was around, he was very abusive, obnoxious. He was not a very good father. This is the type of guy who was probably an alcoholic, drug addict. He probably may have served some time in prison. This is, of course, the extreme. He abused her mother and maybe her verbally, emotionally, and physically. And so it's only natural that she would be attracted to that same type of guy. But deep down inside, of course, she's telling herself, I don't want to be attracted to a man like my father. But men like your father are going to be naturally attracted to you. And due to your deep-seated wiring within you, you're going to be naturally attracted to that bad guy because you were raised around that. And there's a good chance that you'll be only sexually satisfied with a guy like that. You'll probably never be able to become fully sexually aroused or have an orgasm if you're with a very nice guy. A nice guy just wouldn't do it for you. If you force yourself, however, to be with a nice guy, you'll wind up screwing up that relationship somehow. You'll probably wind up cheating on him because that the nice guy just doesn't do it for you. And you wonder why.
Hey, little mama, I gotta ask me if I want to. Just tell me, can I get a light road? hold you up and let it run through my veins. I can always see the farthest stars when I'm on you. I don't wanna ever come down. I'm just kinda loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean.
From degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
All right, man. We're back in the building. We're back in the building. Now, I just want to say, man, I got wonderful people calling in, man, and everybody just being so respectable and smooth about it, man. I really appreciate every last one of you guys, man. This second clip here, man, and what I'm going to do is this. I'm gonna do an open mic round the table discussion on this one here, and we're going to see, and I want to, you know, dissect this second clip, and then we're going to go into the third clip. And I'm sorry that it was a little, you know, said long, lengthy on the clips, but it has so much useful information, and I be feeling like if I shorten it down just to get a point across, I'm only getting my point across. But if I let it play out, I think everybody can get the point. And whether it's a good point or a bad point, at least we all got some kind of agreeance on something, whether you like it or you don't. So let me see here, man. So I'm gonna go back with Courtney. Courtney, you there, bro?
Yes, sir.
How did you want to break that one down, man? He said, man, certain things, some things up in there that we was talking about earlier.
I mean, man, I think he was dead on, and him being an older gentleman, he of course is, you know, he's seen a lot more in life you know, and he knows a little bit more. But what he said is basically dead on, man. I mean, I can't even, you can't argue with that, man. That's 100% true.
Right. Okay. Well, let me see. Sharon, how do you feel about that?
Well, I had to leave the call for a minute, so I'm a little bit lost on what you're talking about.
Oh, that's okay. Let's stick around. That's okay. Just stick around. We got some more people that you know they're still in on it. Let me see. Dominique.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, brother. Would you listen to the clip?
Yes, I was listening to the clip, and I felt a lot of validation in some of the points he was saying, that person was saying in regards to the family structure. That was the first thing I was really getting from that, and looking at how the family structure was being broken down.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we got the structure, we got the person breaking it down, and then the way that he was saying it, too, man, when he said the attraction, he says, you're going to, like how Sharon said that she wanted somebody like her father. And when it said it, like on a negative side of it, she said it on a positive side. She said, you get that negative father that, you know, that this girl is attracted to these type of guys. That father probably was that type of figure, too, as well. So, again, it goes to the product of your environment. The way that it was down, and then he said something about they don't want to date nobody like their father because of the, you know, I guess the memories from growing up. But that's what they're getting attracted to. That's what they're attracting themselves to. So, wow. So that's something else, too. So I think right now, I don't know if we all can agree on it. I guess it's around what you are. Your product of your environment is what's kind of playing a role into this. You know, what you think?
Well, when I look at that we're kind of getting into a double-edged sword with that. I mean, yeah, we can look at environment of what happens and stuff as well, because we can't really just determine if you grew up in a bad environment, then you'll be that same way. Because sometimes you may have some people say, no, my parent was this, my parent was that, so I'm doing my best not to be like them. And
right.
That takes a lot of self-determination and the self-will. But and on the flip side of that, that's why I'm kind of split on this. On the flip side of that, if you see that image all day, every day in your neighborhood and your church, with those that participate in organized religion or community centers or wherever you're at, then it's kind of like that becomes ingrained in your head, and that's how life is supposed to be, and this is how life is. So there's a lot of ways we can really take that.
Okay. I feel that too. Yeah, the double-edged sword is a monster too, man. I'm glad I take that on your intake on that one. Let me see. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna bring another call in to. I know she's been waiting on the line. Mama Denise, you on the line? How you doing?
Hey, I'm blessed. How you all doing?
Oh man, we good. Great. You great. We were sitting up here. I know you heard the clip. So what are your intake?
Oh, I heard too much. First of all, I don't like the idea, like the first young man stated, is the fact that how is that anyone listening to a Caucasian man describes African American men and their qualities as being a father? Now, I have seen a lot of beautiful young African American fathers, and you know, and also of course we want a father figure, and we want the best for our children. But first of all, and fathers having babies here and babies there, number one, that's what the Lord wants you to be fruitful. But the thing is that get your education so that you can take care of your children. One thing we bless about now, the statistic of babies out there now that's being supported up under the state, it's not African Americans no more. It's Hispanics. Hispanics are having as many babies they want as with as many daddies and doing whatever there is. Now, back in my day, when I had you, I was a young mother, single. But my quality was education and to find a qualification to support you. when you have great interest in being positive, then you have your interest of that. But for a white man to tell you that what a black man to do, that's a no-no. And too many of us are listening to that matter. But no, you control your own world. And then these baby mamas out here judging baby daddies to their standards and not understanding that let that man be that man and do what he want to do on raising his kids and doing right by his children. See, a lot of things in the household now today, and it's not only in the African American, the parents can't get it together. Yeah, okay, I have seen some thugs out there. They still thugs, but still thugs on the street and got professional level jobs, teachers and principals and doctors and lawyers. So who are you to say about a thug life? You know, one of the news reporters, he was big time news reporter, African American, and smoked crack cocaine all day. So who to say who what and who do this? I know a lot of professionals were out there smoking and snorting and doing everything, but they went to work, computer programmers, doctors, lawyers, and those African-Americans, and they strive to be something too. But the thing is this, work on the problem that's in the relationship. Don't sit up there and, first of all, just judge each other. It takes two. If your mate has a problem, you should be able to sit there and work it out with him or her. Either counseling or supporting what's going on. But just like the problem is now in the household and in mainly an African American household, you want a tattoo, hair wearing and all this stuff. That's your choices. But see, women now is doing lust attraction. They're wearing a little less than anything. They're showing you what you want. And when you look up, getting what you want, that's that sex could turn out with STDs or a BABY. But have you ever sit down and learn from the head? What's on their mind? What's the conversation about? And I like that. And one young man spoke on the fact of how to use word, proper words and proper English. I applaud for that because the black civil rights leaders had to get out and get on these schools because they was going to make slang language one thing to be in the schools as an education school. Yes? Okay. And they was going to try to make slang language to be used as an educational language in the schools. So, you know, it's good that not only the parents give to the children, but have you ever thought about why your father never came back from the store getting a pack of cigarettes? You heard that before, right? So a lot of times, a lot of African-American men, they left because of the fact that they would put the peer pressure on them. You can't feed your family. You can't support your children. They never looked at the love. Love is what these children are missing out here today. You have them Caucasian people. They give their kids everything they want. You have those that give their kids everything they want and beat the hell out of them, rape them, and mistreat them. There's just a couple of to say, hey, well, I know they'll never see the abuse in my children because they see everything that I have done for my children. So the first thing is first is to say to yourself, don't let no one degrade you. You know, I mean, either you're going to be the father here, you're going to be the mother here. I can't tell you how to be the father. I just have to respect and follow your path that you put out there in your child. And see, and that's the problem right there with children. And it's the father. I have seen, even if a child didn't have a son, a young man didn't have that much of nothing, it's just that proud look in his face as being that child's father when he when he opened up a blanket and show you, this is my shorty, just my loved one. And seeing mothers could encourage and keep them fathers and direct them in the right way by leading them in the right path. It was sad what happened to that young gangbanger child, you know, but still, he was in the midst of being a father. He was changing his child pamper, you see, versus not letting the child wear dirty pampers and stuff like that, but it's just who he was. But see, mothers got to understand and choose the right man in their children's life. Like the lady said, yeah, she don't want no thugs shooting at them and all this stuff and talking about killing them and stuff. But that's not only, I didn't only see that with African-American men. I saw that with a lot of men, Caucasian men and baby daddies, white men's baby daddies. But they want to always degrade the black man into being a father. Now, they went to the store. You hear that conversation. That used to be the number one conversation then. In your parents' life and our life is back in the days, black, white, blue, purple. Oh, wow, I'm going to buy a pack of cigarettes, and you don't see them no more. And that's the game that they do out there. But no white man never can tell a black man how to be who they are. And can't no black man never tell no white man how to do what they want to be in the culture of their life. Now,
well,
let's talk about them little young white girls out there with no baby. With no baby dad, you understand?
The thing is, the guy that's if you're referring to the guy on the clip, that's a black guy. He's a you know, he's biracial, but he's a black guy. You know, so he probably just sound like he's white, but he's a teacher. That I grabbed a clip from. I wouldn't grab no clip from a Caucasian person to try to define what I'm saying is
he should describe his own life. Don't make everybody a statistic. Oh, yeah, I'm going to look on the corner and I'm going to see this young ghetto cutting. You know, now that there is such sad. I see little 9-year-old. I mean, when I was growing up, you wore heels at a certain age. You wore makeup at a certain age. You fixed your hair a certain way when you was a certain age. You wore certain clothes when you was a certain age. You catch mothers over here standing in a clothing store, putting heels on little 4-5-year-old kids. That's pretty. Tight pants on these children. Little boys and little girls wearing like they some thugs. Earrings. Talking about adults tattooing. Those kids getting little tattoos even before they can be born. And, you know, your child wearing an earring. You know, your kid is wearing... Oh, that's so pretty. You didn't let them look pretty out there. You let them wear what was respectful. And see, and in the Bible, men aren't supposed to hold down tribes. Okay, whether it's that baby mama, it's that baby mama, it's that baby mama. It's not who you treat better than who or what. Them your children. Treat them all the same way. And everybody be respected the same way. Now, a woman should always be respected by a man. If you ain't respecting, you get away from her. But right there, pray for love. Think about the thin line of what love got to do with all this and all those songs. When you look
okay.
at all these other singers out here, throw it down and let me slap you around. Because it's just sad. These women, all the young people now, they all they want to do is just have sex. Have sex, smoke blunts, and party.
Wait! You about to go to another level. I got to play this next clip, and you could elaborate on that too as well. So let me play this clip, and then we can get back to you on that part. So hold your thought right there because I'm about to play this clip and it's going to talk about that too. All right.
Oh, okay. Great. Mhm.
All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and play this third clip, man. This clip right here, man, it's about 3 minutes long, but I make it lengthy so that way you can get the message behind it and what's going on with it. So, you know, bear with me, be patient. We got a nice panel on. A lot of people calling in, man, and I'm sorry that I couldn't get to everybody this week. Maybe next week I'll probably get you guys on. But for the ones that I do have on, and it's an honor to have y'all on, man. So let me just play this third clip here.
Okay, enough of that. What do I think the solution to the problem is? If you think that you're in, this is to the woman, if you think that You constantly attract bad guys. You constantly get into relationships with bad guys, you know, rough guys, guys who don't have too much going for themselves, and you're in your mid or late 20s, then there's something wrong. See a therapist and also read books about this problem. You know, do a little bit of research and find out more about it, but the books alone will not help you. You need therapy to maybe cognitive behavioral therapy or something like that. Maybe you have trauma issues in your background. Maybe you have you've experienced trauma where your father beat the crap out of your mother, or your father slapped you around or something like that. Maybe your father told you you're very ugly day in and day out, and that traumatized you. It traumatized you, and you need to somehow get over it. Maybe you think that, oh, I can just get over it. I'll just get with a really nice guy. No, it doesn't work like that. If there's a pattern where you tend to attract these bad guys, then it's not just a matter of you getting into a relationship with one. You need to know the difference. If you don't get that taken care of, if you don't go to a therapist, a psychologist or something like that, a relationship expert, then you're going to continue to run into so many problems. You know, and I'm telling you this based on what I've read and seen, not only based on what I've read, but some of my personal experiences, with other women, women who have told me about their history. So I know what I'm talking about. So that's the solution to the problem. It's not a simple solution. It requires a lot of hard work. It's a major commitment to tell yourself that, okay, I'm broken, my radar is broken, and it needs to be fixed. My radar, I don't see it, but it's on the top of so many black women's heads. They can detect instantly. They'll pick out the thug or the jackass guy, the guy who isn't going to do her any good. He's just going to leave her fatherless with a baby and no father. You know, so many black women are instantly attract that kind of guy, and it's just subconscious. Those guys are just drawn to them like magnets, and they're drawn to them just like magnets.
The North American Association of Basketball is calling all sophomores, juniors, seniors, and high school basketball players to attend this Saturday, April 6th, the 5th annual Chicago Basketball Showcase and College Expo. That's right, this Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Again, that's 12 noon to 5 p.m. at the Roe Clark Math and Science. That's located 3645 West Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Again, at the Roe Clark Math and Science, located 3645 Chicago Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. If you are a player who plays for a team or not, got the talent, was looking for and need exposure, then this is for you. Must enroll in a high school, must have his or her school jersey or t-shirt. The event is totally free. Some come early to register. Over 100 players are expected to be there. Illinois coaches from various colleges and universities will be present. For more information, contact Greg Williams at 312-912-1336. Again, the phone number is 312-912-1336. Come on, y'all, let's have some fun.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Okay. Who's that? We're back in the building, man. Look, check this out, man. You know what? I want to thank everybody for coming on today. Today we're talking about the black women laws of attractions. I played three clips, man, from a brother. I had to get that clarified. From a brother, an African-American biracial man, I want to say. He talked about some of his past experience. He's actually a doctor too, that a psychiatrist that talks about relationships. And he said predominantly the black women was stating this is what they like. And again, the black woman laws of attraction. The description is 87% of the African American women are attracted to the tattoo wearing street thug and has a criminal mindset. Is it for security? We got that squared. Sex appeal? We just got that squared. One night stands or what? We haven't got that squared away. But we had some callers call in. They kind of broke it down a little bit. So the 87% is like probably broke down in a demographic view. Like 60% of that probably would have been like from 24 and under, ages from 18 to 24, something like that. Then as you get older, like in the 30s, that's the other percentage of it. And everybody pretty much said, you know, saying, well, no, it's a double-edged sword because I had two people that said that, you know, it all depends on what you live around. And that's where the double-edged sword come in. And Dominique from Atlanta kind of clarified that. That was a good point. Also, to my mom, you know, everybody, that's my mom, y'all. What she was saying, too, she made some good remarks, too. She also said that just because a person could be a thug on the streets but could be corporate when it's time to go to work. So who is that to kind of judge that person or to judge that female for liking that type of people? But my thing is this. That person got that thug mentality or that thug attitude. You know, the twist came in. What if you got pregnant by that person? You know, like Sharon said from Alabama, she stated that if she would have seen that, she would automatically came in and she would have said, no, we can't have that, you know, this thug laying around the house or doing that. So you automatically got to kind of judge that because you want to be treated like you want to be treated. So, you know, so we got some good double-edged swords here, man. And you know what they said about double-edged sword, boy, you going to get it and you going to receive it. wait, you going to give it and you going to receive it. So, man, all you guys are hitting it dead on. But I always do this here, man. Let me see here. This brother right here, man, let me do this here because I always do this to him.
We're looking for Chase. Chase.
What up?
Chase, are you in the building?
I'm here, man.
What's going on? What's going on, man?
Guys. Nah,
they gave you
man.
Two of them. Wow.
I've just been sitting back listening to the conversation, man, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, and it's just basically about the black women, the laws of attraction, you know, what they attract themselves to. And so, what's your intake on it, bro?
Well, I mean, basically, man, from what I know and look at, you know what I'm saying, is basically the value system, you know what I'm saying, the value system in the black community. I mean, nobody is being taught really values nowadays, and you know what I'm saying, anything, you know, anything like good to do in situations like that and looking for a person in relationship and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, give me one second. Take another call real quick.
Absolutely. This brother just signaled in. We got this brother right here, man. I won't, you know, Pastor Mo be tuning in, man. I don't want to hit his brother on the panel because this brother right here, man, he comes on every Thursday with the relationship hour from 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this brother here, man, he be on fire with it. So I want to just welcome him, too. Brother Gerard, what's going on, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I know you tuned. I don't know if you tuned in, man, but we was talking about the black women laws of attraction. You know, they say 87% of that is African-American women. They are attracted to the tattoo wearing, street thug, criminal mindset. Is it for security, sex appeal, one-night stands, or what? And the panel, man, they pretty much broke everything down. They pretty much said, you know, they attract to what you are, what they like. It could be the father figure missing. It could be a single parent home. So they kind of pretty much broke it down. So what are your thoughts on that?
They probably just kind of keep up with the Joneses, man. Right now, the
the rap thug guy is hot right now. So usually them the ones who have the nice bodies, and you give them protection and tattoos, and I mean they looking for the BET pan sagging image probably, you know. That's a sister question. Why they attracted to it. For the life of me, I'm not sure. They kind of stuck it to the man who disrespects them, you know, because that's the bad boy, you know. It's weird, you know, but, you know, as soon as first thing they come out their mouth, they're looking for a good man. The one that they said that was too nice.
Right. See, you know what? I'm kind of glad that you did say that. Have you or do you have, like, sisters or female friends that have stated that, you know what I'm saying? And if you did, and if you do it, or if you have talked to somebody around that, what are the number one things, you know what I'm saying, other than they're looking for a man or whatever the case? Have you ever had to minister to somebody about something like this?
I haven't talked to a female about it, but I know I've been witness to hearing it for myself and been witness to a sister who missed out on a good man because of he was too passive or he was a yes guy. But I think that's what you want. Kind of backwards, you know. They don't look for the guy to tell them yeah all the time. They're looking for the guy to tell them no and shut up. So, and then when things didn't work out, she's looking for him and he was already gone.
Okay.
Or she'll try to pull him out of his comfort zone. If he got found somebody else, and she would trick him to cheating. So,
wow.
And he could be a good guy, but, you know, she'll get to talking about what she ain't doing, what I'm doing, and he curious, so he probably weak-minded, and he's a good guy. But, you know, she'd turn him out, and then he'd get caught with that, and then he'd lose point.
Wow. I understand. You know, see, what we did, man, we played a couple of clips. And in the clips, man, it was talking about Bob the Figures missing. I was talking about the Caucasian lady probably had that family, you know, had that family figure, but they just want that bad boy because they never had that attraction. And also, too, he, you know, stays off his things because he's a teacher. He stayed off of what he had experienced when he was talking to women, and also too when he was dating women, this is what they're looking for. And then they say as they get older, and I'm gonna break this down to 87% again, 60% of that is from the age 18 to 25. So then you look at the other 27%, the others like older, the cougars, whereas they probably got a lot of kids now, or they probably, you know, they lost that attraction, and they just probably pretty much get anything that they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's those are the things we talk about. So, you know, my mom, she back online, she was stating that it really don't matter what you are or what it is that you're doing. If you're how can I say this? If you're respectful, you know, she stated that in the Bible, if you being a respectable person, and no matter what you got or what you have going on. So that's another thing. So I don't know. Case, you back or are you good? Okay, I'm gonna bring your mom back on the phone. Hey, Mama Denise?
Yeah.
Okay, did you want to elaborate some more?
Yeah, because first of all, when you out there a young woman, as a young woman, you got to have guidance in life. Like I said, the reason why it's a lot, first of all, you have to understand, back in the days, I think it started like in the children that were mainly brought up, and more things was more exposed in the children and was more exposed out in the world life. Say in the late 70s, early 80s children. in the early 80s children as of this day. You know, a lot of children have been marked by parents. Both that you can have a two household parents. Parents getting high, parents fighting and talking and degrading each other, parents cheating on each other. Now today, the young thug life men, they don't like females no way. They're gay. Just they call it the Dow Jones or whatever. You know, it says something about the pants pulled down on the behind.
Wait, hold on. Did you just call a thug a down low person that gay? Because you just opened up another can of worms.
Yeah, really, real talk. I have seen these high brothers walking out here, and I'm not only talking about the brothers. I'm talking about, you know, the Caucasian high walking young men too. And they, don't think that everybody got some hair and makeup on their face and some hair on their head. And these shots they got out here now, hey, these little gay little boys look better than the real women out there. They spend money. They got more hips and thighs. And now what they doing, because I learned of one young man who transsexual, whatever, look more female than me. And I was like, my goodness, how does these men know about this? But the game is that, well, I'm going to involve him with desires. You know, might have been, well, we all adults here, you know, or sex things and that like that to make this man happy. And then turn around the man all in feelings and love with this man. And now you got a couple of men. I'm a man too. I mean, Jerry Springer is funny, but it's tell the truth. Now you got these women out here, same flavor. These females, they growing more hair in the face than real men. But it's people like, well, it's a genetic thing. No. You know, you can cosmically shave in hair areas in your face and you get hair there. My mother taught me that when I was young. Don't be picking at the little hair area on your nose and stuff because it'll grow worse. And
wow.
You don't know who is who. And like I have looked up, of course, there was a beautiful girl. My friend was sitting with and learned all along. That's a he, she, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody.
Wait, hold on.
A lot of Muslim men are going for men.
I'm gonna let you elaborate on it, but wait. We're talking about the black women laws of attraction now.
Some of them black women ain't black women. They might be black he, she. Now, because you've seen some long hair, some curves, do you really know who that is?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look.
I'm telling you what I've seen out there now. We ain't old and crazy. I've seen a lot of beautiful young boys looking like Sallys and Sues and better than the Sally and Sue. You been over there to the Patan, and then I heard. And what was so sad about it, because I still keep base with old and younger people. I'm not the one that's out partying and trying to be young again, but come on now. I can talk and speak to them and give them some respect and treat them like young people and show them respect. And they give it back to me, because those that don't, I know how to walk away as long as we both walking away with both positive. Whether you said something negative, I could still walk away and be positive. But to say that I still socialize or have some communication with the young generation, that's the problem too. Us older people want to talk and degrade. Oh, that man over there, he this and he that. I seen one young boy, he was going to school, but he go out there to Westwood College. And he smoked a blunt every day and got a baby. But, hey, he got positive skills. See what I'm saying? And even I have seen these young girls around here, first thing they throw in their mouth until they get in the courtroom or somewhere else to point out the fact that this is both of you all babies. This is not only your baby, my baby, my baby. I don't like what he say about my baby. I don't want him to do this about my baby. I don't want him looking at my baby.
Let me ask you this question.
He has a good girlfriend. They want to go chase away the girlfriend.
Let me ask you this question here. Let me ask you a question. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. So out of this 87% here, and you the other, so you saying that it's okay for a black female to like a thug with benefits, basically, right?
You know what? I felt like that. I didn't want to deal with no man that's a thug and, oh, he sitting over there talking all ghetto.
No, you cannot break that down. I just want to get a yes or no.
What?
Do you feel that it's okay for a black woman to date a thug, but in your case with benefits, meaning that i.e. job, they got that money, they do the corporate life. And I won't even say the dope boy, the drug dealer.
You know what? I dated a thug and turned him to a man. Because see, whatever I think he was a street
I'm not gonna let you finish that.
Job,
no, you cannot finish that because I want you to say yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes or no. Okay, all right, now you can finish your story. Go ahead.
Yeah. She can date a thug. Can she turn that thug to a real man? If she a real woman, yeah, she can. She gonna make sure he ain't out there game banging and thug slanging. She don't see. What y'all gonna do? Y'all dating at? Hanging on thug man? No, you gonna get a picnic basket and show him how to set out and eat civilized. I mean, what is thug? Because he go over there with his homies and kick it and play PlayStation? Well, you know what? You should not allow that. Get that thug to show him something.
No,
everybody can turn a hero.
No, I don't consider that.
And that's the same with those thug young ladies. Young lady? See, everybody, that's what's wrong with the black people. They label each other. They got labels, and they can't see their happiness.
I agree
with
that.
They got labels. I want to be happy this way. I want to be happy that way. I want this and I want that. And see, you're talking about the population with the children are mixed. That's because there's other racist women out here that's respecting our African-American men. They took a chance with a thug, and they made something out that thug. I feel like this. You ain't got no business getting up every morning, going to work, and leaving your man up in no house unless he's looking for a job, too. You out there going to work, you need to find him one, too. Bring the application home. But see, now today, you got these African-American women, and they want them men, they step kids, or even their own kids, they're going to tell the man, the young man in the house, you need to get up and go find a job. But you ain't told that man that's in the house that's supposed to be the man of the house to get up and go find one.
But the way that you're thinking now is this is what drives that black man to another nationality, and it's not because of that black man is, you know, because he don't want to get up and he's lazy and he want to sit down. Maybe that black man his you know, says something probably in the inside of him is bringing him down. Something is hurting him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he can't get that job right now.
He's not
ahead of her. That's why you have your Let me finish. That's why you have your the other nationality far as the women. Taking the black men, the African American men, and consoling them and turning them into a king or whatever it is, because
not always, because you have all these other African American celebrities, famous basketball players, famous football players. They first had a beautiful African American woman only supporting them and helping them get them them Super Bowl rings and all this stuff. But then now you get up there, you want to have something blind, white, and sexy on your arm. Some black women been ripped off in a relationship too, okay? So, you know, I mean, it's better to see it for what it's worth, deal with it for what it's worth, and pull yourself in or out of it for what it's worth. That's
okay.
The game.
Okay,
and
I agree.
Everybody's looking at it for what they can get out of it. You're never going to make it. But if you deal with it and see it and play the cards for what it is, then nobody, you ain't going to come short. See what I'm saying? You're not going to come short. But see, y'all young people nowadays don't know how to deal because they are so busy accepting. You ain't got to accept nothing out here. You. There's some reason why people don't like me. It's because of the fact I get up and I fight. I fight for my children. I fight for my justice. Yeah, come by, daddy, call me. Yeah, I'm going to come by and get your kid. And your kid, no, our kid. And when you go out there with them, mama, I'm going to say, no, don't tell me what you're going to do with them. Just go have some fun. I don't care about what woman in his house or whatever, as long as she ain't put her hands on you in an inappropriate way. But if she had to discipline you because you were doing wrong, I can respect that stepmother. I can respect that woman in that relationship. That too, how you send the child back home talking all crazy to the mama boyfriends, the man sitting there father playing father 5 days out the week, feeding the kids out of his pocket, but then when daddy comes, he got to say something negative about that man. Mama the same way. When they send the children over there to where the daddy girlfriend, daddy stepwife and stuff, you know, you mess it up yourself. But see, you should never leave your child messed up because, see, you want to keep your child where you can understand what he's going through when he's not in your way.
Okay.
You know, you can't do that.
Okay.
But
well,
now everything out there looking black and sexy. That don't mean that that's a woman. You better go over there and think again. Go in the courtroom because they tell the real name of the person. A lot of times I thought them beautiful young ladies that was up there standing up there for their brothers. And like, that's who they really are, James and John.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. That was something that you just raised, too. That's pretty cool. What's going to happen now is they're going to come out with these Google glasses. These Google glasses is going to have it to where, as when you look at that person, it's going to scan a whole description of them. This person doing this. So I think that now if you, a black woman, and you're attracted to this type of person, I hope it's something that you try to work out something with them, or, you know, work it to a better you to try to get to that level of marriage. That's where everybody want to be at, is a level of marriage. Get on that level with that person. And also, too, I believe it don't matter what nationality that person is or that person is dating. I think it's more of the communication, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of women right now as the head of the household. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of women right now that's making more than the guys. It's a lot of women right now that's doing what they're supposed to be doing versus the men trying to get on their feet, trying to do what they're doing. And it goes back to the Willie Lynch letter, you know what I'm saying, about how the segregation. You got to look at Section 8 is the new pimp. Public aid is the new pimp. You know what I'm saying? So the father figure is kind of getting killed when it comes down to the black men in our day and age. You know what I'm saying? So. But that's a whole other story. So I wanted to kind of break that down. We only got about a few minutes here. So what I'm going to do is this, man. I'm going to go to commercial. We're going to come back. We're going to give our closing remarks. And then we're going to go from there. Thank you, Mama Denise. I know you was just smart, Ma.
Yeah, right.
I'm just messing with you.
God bless you all.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com.
WestonWorldOne.com. That's WestonWorldOne.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WestonWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WestonWorldOne.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westonworldone.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WestonWorldOne.com. Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WestonWorldOne.com.
Okay, people, we back with our breaking news. We're going to do our closing remarks. I know they like that. I know they like the Case. Pastor Mo and all of them know I had that. I want to thank everybody, man, for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in on the internet. WestonWorldOne.com. We're talking about what we did discuss was the black women laws of attraction. So we pretty much can kind of all agree it's like a double-edged sword with it. It all depends. You know, if you go get that thug, or if you got that thug, grab that thug with benefits. If you got a criminal mindset, I mean, that's on him. I mean, as long as he got benefits with it, I guess it's okay, it's cool. I don't know. That's why I say it's a double-edged sword with that. Then you also got the older women, like Mama Denise said. You know, she was saying, like, far as it's okay, you could train that man up to be a man. But it also says in the Bible, a man is a man, and a woman got to be that in the act of God. You got to be as one with that person, symbolizing that one with God, too, as well. Then also you got the guy from Texas. When we sitting back, we was elaborating on the fact of he was saying, like, how the women of today, like older women, it's kind of hard for them. If you got the, you know, you got so many babies, so many kids, that's another thing too. Then also too, another brother was talking about how you raised up in your house, how you trained up in your house. Then we got the sister. Sister said she wants somebody that's like her father. You know, she was from Alabama. She wants that father figure. And the other guy was from Atlanta, said it's about your, you know, the respect and love on the household. Then we have what Brother Gerard said. He really can't really signify on it. This is what they like of this day and age right now. So, and to break it down, man, it's pretty cool that everybody have their own mindset about it. But it all was positive because it wasn't nothing about, nobody said nothing about the rappers that I always hear about. Nobody said anything about a gangbanger that I always hear about. You know, it was mentioned, but you don't really hear, you didn't hear about that. You just heard the thug. So the thug didn't really get labelized as the dope boy or anything like that. So I see where everybody's coming from. And again, I thank y'all, you know, for coming on the show and saying everything and saying what y'all have to say. But this is what I'm going to do. Let me see here. Brother Gerard.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Do you want to go ahead and give your closing remarks, man? I'm going to let you go ahead and get about 34 seconds. Go.
Okay. Well, my thing is this. Mama Denise was real smart, I mean, and she put something out there. Maybe the next show can be about, you know, the definition of a thug. What is a thug? Everybody have their, you know, speculation of what is a thug. So I don't know what is a thug. Everybody say, you know, a thug is the one who kills, gangbang, or what, you know. It's because he keeps his pants sagging. And another thing, I want to change the subject on that, is go back into what you said, another sister saying that the reason why a woman have a hard time finding a man because they haven't had love introduced to them.
know, and they don't have, that the father, the first love that a woman receives is from the father, and the father's not around and raising the kid, then she don't know how to find or bear witness to recognize love without an alternative motive. So that's why she probably having a hard time finding love, because she haven't seen it before.
Wow.
So I'm just looking at that as in its whole, you know what I'm saying? So if, you know, the thug can be a good man, you know, he just need to be shown. Because if the dad wasn't around to show him how to be a man, then he trying to find his own manhood in the street. So it can be a sickness, it can be an illness, or it can just be lost. That's, you know, all depends on what's what, you know.
Right.
As long as you know, you can fix it.
Got you, man. Thank you for that. Now watch this. This is going to be real good. Mama Denise.
Okay.
Look at her. Okay. Mama Denise. Look at her. She can't even. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess she got a little technical problems going on there. Hey, man, you know what, Brother Gerard? This is what I want to kind of elaborate on right there. I didn't know my father. My mama had me at 14, so she had to raise me. Now, she's a black African-American woman. So that's why I say it all depends on the product of your environment. I didn't turn out. I was that thug, but then I did grow up. You know, so I found God in my life. I'm training myself up to be a husband. So it's kind of like, yeah, I get what everybody's saying, in a sense. That's why it's like it's a double-edged sword, man. That's why everybody got to read that Bible, man. That's a beautiful thing, because don't give up. Because, and this just goes out to the people that didn't have their fathers or their mothers in their lives. Don't give up because, or you want to have a father figure in your life. That female got to get somebody that they see and he's a thug. No, man, if he's not doing his thing as far as being a man that's trying to train you up to be a better woman, you need to let that go. And this goes out to the men out there. Don't allow that woman, because you didn't have a mother in your life, be the big focus on this is what you're looking for in that person that you was missing that. No, you go to that word, you go to that Bible. That's what you got to seek into too, is first. Learn how to read that up and get a spiritual advisor, man, and try to teach you, you know, the ways, the walk of life. And I know a lot of people might disagree with me. I have no problem with that. Whatever it is, get your spiritual advisor. Make sure they got some good credentials behind them, man, because I know mine's do. We graduated, you know what I'm saying, from college. You got degrees and all kinds of, I want to say, the knucklehead. You know what I'm saying? As far as the brain, he could break it down as far as from a knuckleheaded person to a person that's very civilized and well-dressed and well-groomed. And he can relate to you on all levels, man. That's why, you know, I thank God for that, too. But those are my closing remarks, man. So the black female, the laws of attraction, 87% of that, and I say 60% of that was for the 18-year-old to the 25-year-old. And then the other 27% was other. That means older, or they got, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kids. And it's still like that, too. I don't care how many kids you got, man. What they say, one man's junk is another man's treasure, vice versa. One woman's junk is another man's treasure. I mean, hey, look how it came out. All right, man, I want to thank everybody, man, for joining us today, man. Also, too, man, RIP, man, rest in peace with Roger Ebert, man. He passed away, man. That was another mentor, man. I used to always look at him, man, as far as the movies and stuff like that, man. So shout-out go out to Roger Ebert, man. Condolences go out to his family, man. And that was a great man. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Talk to you. We out.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or
just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com. Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.